.NET Core runs on a bunch of different platforms, but how do you figure out if you're on Windows or Linux? I don't know. Let's mash on that. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the ASP.NET Monsters. I'm shooting solo today. It's solo monster style. So let's go ahead and dive in and get started here. So .NET Core runs on a bunch of different platforms at the moment. There is Windows, Linux, and OS X support, and I have seen some rumor of FreeBSD support, which will be fabulous to have. But it's kind of difficult to tell what platform you're on, unless you know about a couple of different environments to pieces of information. So let me start down here. And I'm going to show you this runtime information object here. So this is system.runtime.interopservices.runtimeinformation. You might be used to getting some of this information off out of system.environment, but most of that has moved kind of in here now. So running this, you can take a look and see what the architecture is. So this is going to return something like x86, x64, perhaps at some point in the future, Spark, and then, of course, you'll be able to get information on if it's a processor that you might find on a Raspberry Pi. I want to say that's an Atom processor, but I'm not certain about that. You can get a description of the operating system here. So this is kind of like a freeform text description of the operating system. I wouldn't rely on this too heavily. Equally, there's a framework description, so this will give you an idea of what the framework is that you're running on, so what version of the actual .NET framework you have. The processor architecture, again, this will be like x86, x64, that sort of thing. And then there is this great isOS platform function that exists on this runtime information, which will just return true or false depending on if you're on OS X, or if you're on Windows, or if you're on, I'm pretty sure there's a Linux in here too. And hopefully this list of three will be added to as we expand. So let's restore that back to Windows here, and we'll give this a run over here. So this is Windows, fairly obviously. So let's give that a spin. And you can ignore those top few things. We'll get back to those. But we can see here that the architecture is x64, as is the process architecture. This is the OS description here. So this is some build of Windows. I'm not on any fast ring of Windows or anything on this machine. So this is the version of Windows that most people probably have. The version of the framework. And is this OS X? Nope, doesn't look like it. Is this Windows? Yes, it is. But if we jump over here and run the same thing here, so this is exactly the same code base. I'm just going to hit .NET run here, and you can see now that the OS description here is now some version of Darwin, which is the OS X kernel. Same framework description, same process architecture, because this is the same machine. But now OS X is true, because this here is OS X. And it is not currently Windows. Hopefully only one of those two would ever return true at the same time. Okay, but jumping back over here, I'm going to make the argument that it's very unlikely that you will ever use any of these pieces of information in your application. And the reasoning behind that is that you would really like to abstract away any sort of specific code. So you ideally do not want to do runtime information dot isOS platform, OS platform dot Windows, and then do like a bunch of Windows specific stuff in there. You would ideally prefer to do most of this stuff using these sorts of things up here. So for instance, if you're interested in getting the temp path, so on Windows, that might be somewhere like your app data folder inside your profile. Let's take a look and see what that actually is here. So that's going to be app data local temp here on Windows. If I come back over here, you can see that it's quite an interesting place here on OS X. I would have guessed it would have been in like /temp or var temp, but apparently there's a var folders. I don't know what that means. So that's where that ends up. So if you need to write temporary files, you're much better off to just use the path.get temp path as opposed to trying to guess what that temporary path is going to be. If you have a couple of folders that you want to combine together, or you have like a folder and a file name in that folder that you want to combine together, in the past you might have done like folder plus then a forward slash in quotation marks, then plus whatever it is that your file name is, but you're much better off to use path.combine. Path.combine knows what the directory separator is for its current environment. So I can combine dir1 and dir2 here, and on Windows, that's going to give me a backslash, and over here, we're going to get a forward slash on OS X. Equally, we can get what the new line character is. So on OS X, the new line is just slash N. So it's just a new line character. This would be the same thing you would find on Linux. But on Windows, because apparently we have extra bytes to spare, we use caret return and line feed on Windows. So that means that we end up with caret return and line feed here. Now, this is just a couple of examples of places that you would have some need of knowing kind of what your environment is. So I think that probably most cases you can get away with using these sorts of conventions without having to do the if statements yourself. So a lot of this stuff is set up for you if you just know where to look for it. The examples I can think of where that wouldn't necessarily be the case would be if you were doing like really operating system specific stuff. So if you're doing something that was really specific for like Android or OS X or Windows. So on Windows, maybe you've got to put some entries in a registry, and on OS X, you're going to put it in an INI file or something like that. Then that might be an example of a time where you actually do need to know what the operating system is. But in most cases, try and avoid this. It's just going to be a bunch of extra cognitive load, and it's going to be a point that you're going to need to maintain any time this OS platform enumeration increases in cardinality. And I'm very hopeful that we'll see that in the future. Great. So thanks, everybody, for showing up for this episode of ASP.NET Monsters, and we'll see you all on the next episode.